Next case, please.
Case number 10,718, Gray L. Dove, east of Row 327, Dogwood Acres Road, southwest intersection of Suntan Court and Dogwood Estates. Drive, being lot 42 within Dogwood Estates development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Yes, please, could you place your hand on the Bible? Can you give your full name and address, please?
Very real. To address the standard.
Okay, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Okay, and both go to the podium.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Chairman, before they start, this is the one where you left open so they could better prepare. Okay.
Yep.
Just so you were aware.
Thank you. Yeah. These are pictures.
Tried to explain a little bit better. I figure a picture's worth a thousand words. Originally, we were requesting a variance to the 15-foot setback side yard property setback. And I wasn't properly prepared. Well, in preparing my case, I find out that we actually have a 10-foot variance on that side of the property, not a 15-foot. When I went to the Planning and Zoning Commission, the clerk there advised me that we had a 15-foot setback, and I couldn't get a building permit without going through this procedure. Well, now I really don't need the variance, and I'm requesting my $400 back.
Okay, so had anything changed from what you presented?
No, sir. When I went to get my building permit, they told me was I within the setback, and I said I didn't know. So I went to planning across the hall, and the girl in there told me that there was a 15-foot setback. So
did you get a permit?
No, I couldn't get it without the...
I got you.
Okay, from you. I paid the $400 and applied for the variance. We went to the meeting, and I didn't have anything prepared. So we went back, and we got everything together, found out from the developer, the original property owner. I went online, pulled up everything from Sussex County, and it's a 10-foot setback on that side of the property.
And for the record, Mr. Chairman, it does say setback is 15 feet on the application.
Yeah, anything
that was the information I got from,
right,
from the planner.
Right, no, right. I understand.
Anything from the developer that you would have pulled up would have been concerning private restrictions as opposed to zoning ordinances. So whatever is the most restrictive is what would apply. So this board is only applying what the county regs are.
Which is 15 feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is 15 feet?
Yeah, the county is. Yes.
If you look at the handout, what I have here, the minimum lot size shall be as follows.
Now, if it were an undersized lot, 20,000 square feet or less, it would be 10 feet, but it's over that. But AR1 is
it's 15
right. feet
right.
on the side,
okay.
20 from the rear.
So it is 15 feet?
Yes. But the 10 feet might be your home, the restrictions for the development,
that
but we don't.
The covenants may.
The covenants,
right.
We don't get into that.
Right. So you would still need to meet the county regulations, even if the
okay.
the developer yeah. would say 10 feet. Still
so you get to keep my $400.
Right.
That's right.
And you get to address the standards.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy
okay.
the seas.
Well, the uniqueness of it is we don't have, it's very narrow on that side. The opposite side of the garage is where Denerac designated our septic field, so we cannot build on that side of the garage. The hardship of it is my vehicle and my wife's vehicle both have been damaged by a hickory nut tree and a wild cherry tree on that side of the property every time the wind blows a certain direction, and I think our insurance companies get tired of painting our vehicles.
That's interesting.
I've talked to all the neighbors, told them exactly what my plans were. They all said that fine. The garage kind of looks like a box in the yard as it is now, and this would actually architecturally make the garage look much, much better from the view of the street. There's a, as you can see from the picture, there's a buffer of trees that runs down the property line. The trees are mostly on my property. It's almost like it's going to be camouflaged. My next door neighbor, he has no objections to it.
So that you're suggesting that it doesn't alter the central character of the neighborhood?
No, it'll actually add to the enhancement. It'll enhance the appearance of the neighborhood. And nothing else can ever be developed on that side because there's a house on the lot next to it. Everything that we've done to our house, we've always taken a lot of pride in our home and our neighborhood that we live in. I'm a member of the HOA. I've talked to them, and they're in agreement with it.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that there is a uniqueness to the property, and it is somewhat unique in shape. And suggested that there is a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty because of the damage to his vehicles, and therefore suggesting it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property because of his septic being on the other side. He suggested that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It has a buffer down there. And therefore, I'm convinced that it would be a minimum to afford relief. I'm further convinced that it meets the standard for granting a variance, and I make a motion that we approve case number 10,718.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,718. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
And ladies.